Ravens back home Sunday for a 1 o'clock kickoff against the Dallas Cowboys, and they bring a three-game win streak back to M&T Bank Stadium. Good evening. Welcome to Ravens One-on-One. Jerry Sandusky with you tonight. Delighted to have Ravens cornerback Kerry Williams with us tonight. Kerry, great to have you on board tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, you're a guy who has you've become almost the model of what patience and consistency can deliver. You know, you are not a guy who burst onto the scene as a first-round draft pick and stepped into a starting role. You came to this team off of waivers. You just hung around and hung around. You played your way to the first team. Coming into the season, I was looking at a note that I triple-checked, then quadruple-checked because I couldn't believe it. It said you had not had an NFL interception yet. I mean, you've been everywhere. So we're paying attention to that. And sure enough, 2 weeks ago, 63-yard pick six, you go to the house. What did that feel like to know, because you had plenty of time to think on that run, as fast as you are. That thing seemed like it went forever. What are you thinking about going down the sidelines, holding on to your first interception?
I was just thinking about holding on to the ball, man, because it was raining out there, and I didn't want to lose it. And if I would have lost it, I'm sure the coaches would have lost it, and they would have been going crazy. But I just wanted to hold on to it, and I just gave the praises where it was due to God, man, because without him, I wouldn't have been here.
And then a week later, last week on the road in Kansas City, pass goes off Dwayne Bowe's chest. It floats up in the air. And it was up there long enough for everybody to kind of look at it and think, okay, where's this going? At what point did you realize, I'm two for two now?
Man, after everybody got up off of me and after all those guys stopped hitting my helmet and things like that, I realized that I held on to it because it was a point in there where I thought I was kind of knocked out because I got hit by Reed and then I got hit by McCluster and things like that, and I couldn't see anything. Reed ended up tackling me. He was on top of me, and I opened my eyes, and it was all I could see was black. I couldn't see anything, and I just hear him celebrating, you did a great job, you know, this, that, and the third, and I'm just like, okay, cool. I guess I'm up.
Give me some air.
Right.
Let me get out of the cave here.
Right, and then everybody just converged and congratulated me, and it was a great feeling, man.
Kerry Williams is our guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One. We invite you to join us at 410-467-WBAL. Toll free 1-800-767-WBAL. Verizon Wireless star sign WBAL and AT&T pound sign WBAL. Kerry, this is one of those crazy weeks, almost becoming a crazy month here in Baltimore, and I mean crazy in a great way. You're wearing an O's hat. I know a lot of guys on the team went to the Orioles game last night at Camden Yards. The Oriole players have been coming to your games this year at M&T. There's almost like a high school feel of what's going on in this town with the athletes and the success right now.
It's a great atmosphere, and it's great for the city, man. You know, those guys came out and supported us every home game I think I've seen. You know, we want to go out and return the favor of being so successful, and it has been a long time since the city has been in such a great atmosphere and feeling this type of feeling. The O's haven't been in the playoffs in so long. I'm glad that they were able to tie the series up 1-1 heading into the Bronx. You know, it's just a great opportunity for us guys to show our camaraderie and show that, you know, we respect each other's craft.
You've been in the playoffs for this team the last 4 years, so it's become almost the expected. But when you're the player and you're in the playoffs, you're so locked in, you're so busy at work, you can't really experience what's going on in the community. So as you see the energy surrounding the Orioles, does it give you more of an appreciation for what the Ravens mean to the community as well?
No doubt, man. You know, it shows how the fans are real and they're loving and they're nurturing, because the O's haven't been as successful as we have been here. But you know, you see the diehard fans still there. They're still showing up to the games and they're still supporting. And it's great for the community, man. It's great for both teams, I think.
Kerry Williams now in his fifth year, a native of South Florida, grew up in that area, and I was sharing with some of the BAL listeners earlier in the evening that I grew up many years before you in South Florida as well, and that is still one of the great areas for football in America. Now, everybody has heard about the U with Ed and Ray, but it's really all of South Florida.
Oh yeah, it's a melting pot of talent out there, man, from all different types of races. It could come from any type of place, man. It's a great place to go out there and find pure talent, man. I don't know whether it's in the water. I don't know if it's in the food or whatever. But I think we're more of a football state. When I was growing up, we were a little bit of football and baseball. Basketball really wasn't that you know, big down there, but it was people that played it. And it's great to see that we're continuing the tradition, and Florida is still one of the top states for recruiting football and things like that.
And I know you still have family in the South Florida area. As your career has taken root and taken hold and you become more high profile, do you find you have a lot more friends from high school who want to reconnect with you? Hey, need some tickets this week for the Dallas Cowboy game.
Nah, not really. I say more college friends. I think those guys, because I bounced around a lot my high school career. I went to 3 different high schools in 4 years, so I really didn't have a permanent home. I could say that, you know, I had solid friends, you know, just from bouncing around. But I could say my collegiate friends, as far as like guys from some guys from Fordham and some guys from Washburn that stuck around. And last week I was able to get tickets for guys and, you know, who stuck around, who were my biggest supporters. And, you know, it was a great feeling to go out there and give them a pick and just perform in front of that crowd like how I used to do back in the day.
You did not have the easiest life growing up. You mentioned you were in 3 different high schools. You bounced around. Your family situation was not terribly settled. So as you went through a stretch this season where it seemed like other teams are picking on you, you're taking a little heat in the media, how much do you lean back on what you went through growing up and remind yourself, I've been through a whole lot tougher than anything they can throw at me now?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, with the media and things like that, I never try to listen to what's going on, man. And, you know, I just know that, you know, with hard work, it'll pay off. And eventually, you know, if I continue to keep my head down and do what's right, eventually my hard work and success will come. And, you know, I just never can allow what the negative things, what people say or what people, you know, talk about me affect who I am as a person, because at the end of the day, it starts with me. And if I believe in me, then I can achieve. And that's one thing I've been instilled at as a young age. And, you know, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget those things. I know I've came a long way. I know that through God, I can do all things. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for him just allowing me to go through those things, going through those trials, those tribulations, you know, those ups and downs. Those were eventually learning experiences. And I continue to lean on those things when I'm down and out or when I feel like giving up. And I just lean back on, you know, my faith, and knowing that, like I said, with God, I can do all things. And, you know, and I just lean on that as much as possible. And I lean to my family, you know, essentially, because at the end of the day, that's who I have. And my wife has been great to me. And, you know, I'm just trying to get better each and every day and just working on something each and every day, regardless of whether people say, am I good, I'm talented or not. Hell, I'm 7-round draft pick, man. I'm playing for one of the top teams in the league, man. I'm a starter now. You know, God's been good to me, and I can't complain about it.
Kerry Williams, our guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One. Following tonight's show, Brett Hollander will come on the air. Of course, Kerry Williams is wearing his Orioles hat. Brett will be talking to Orioles tonight as we continue to work through a magnificent October here in Baltimore.